Introduction, the body. Introduction to Stellark, the monograph, Marquard Smith, editor, 2005. There was a heyday of virtual reality conferences during the late 80s and early 90s, and thus I found myself in Barcelona, San Francisco, Tokyo, or Linz, blinking through jet lag at various manifestations of new technology, art, and attempts at interfacing the two. Very little of this stuff managed to work its way into long-term memory, most of it evaporating from the buffer almost immediately. Highly memorable, though, were the destructo displays of survival research laboratories, the machine-assisted street theater of Barcelona's La Fora dels Baus, and the performances of Stellark. When eventually I was able to meet Stellark himself in Melbourne, I found that he radiated a most remarkable calm and amiability, as though the extraordinary adventures he'd put the body through had somehow freed him of the ordinary levels of anxiety most of us experience. As he sat in a Melbourne restaurant, recalling the sensation of having discovered that a robotic sculpture inserted down his throat and mechanically unfurled was stubbornly refusing to refurl for removal, and that surgical intervention might shortly be the only option, he struck me as one of the calmest people I'd ever met. He resembled a younger J.G. Ballard, it seemed to me, another utterly conventional-looking man whose deeply unconventional ideas have taken him to singular destinations. Ballard's destinations, however, have been fictional, and Stellark's are often physical, and sometimes seem to include the possibility of terminality, as with the elegant little sculpture converting the body to gallery space. I had first encountered this art in the pages of the American magazine Research, photographs of an event in which unbarbed steel hooks were inserted through various parts of the body, counterbalanced with rocks on ropes. These then levitated the prone body, which remained suspended for some period of time above the heads of onlookers. This immediately put Stellark on my map. Who was this person, and what was he up to? Whatever it was, I sensed that it had little to do with the rest of the magazine's contents. Someone who'd opted to bifurcate his penis, extremes of recreational corsetry, etc. Later, at the Art Futura Festival in Barcelona, I saw video footage of more robotically oriented Stellark performances. I imagine now that I was watching Stellark in performance with his robotic third arm. But what I recall experiencing was a vision of some absolute chimera at the heart of a labyrinth of breathtaking complexity. I sensed that the important thing wasn't the entity Stellark evoked, but the labyrinth that the creature's manifestation suggested. Extraordinary images, not least because they seemed the literal physical realization of Marcel Duchamp's Nude Descending a Staircase number 2. Stellark's art has never seemed futuristic to me. If I felt it were, I doubt I'd have responded to it. Rather, I experience it in a context that includes circuses, freak shows, medical museums, the passions of solitary inventors. I associate it with Leonardo da Vinci's ornithopter, eccentric 19th-century velocipedes, and Victorian schemes for electroplating the dead. Though not retrograde in any way, timeless, as though each performance constitutes a moment equivalent to those collected in Humphrey Jennings's pandemonium, The Coming of the Machine, in the Industrial Revolution. Moments of the purest technologically induced cognitive disjunction. I am delighted at the publication of this volume, and look forward to a day when the world's museums house effectively immortal suburbs of that great work, The Body. Stellark walks the post-humanist talk.